We were learning the Gemara Shabbos, Daf Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara says, "Achzar Masakin by Bris Mila, the father should make a bracha, Lachnisa Berisa Shabbos Avinu." So again, the Gemara says that this bracha the father makes. Asher Kishem says, "Zvano Lachnisa Berisa Shabbos Avinu." The Gemara doesn't talk about what about a Yosin? What about if there's no father? Who should make this bracha? Let's say that the father was nifta while his wife is expecting, the baby was born after the father was nifta, or even if the father was alive when the baby was born, but he was nifta before the bris, before the eighth day. And Rahman al-Salam, you have a mila, a bris ming of a yasin, who makes the bracha of Lachnisa Brisa Shabbos Avinu? So the Gemara doesn't talk about this, but the Rishonim talk about it. The Rambam, Per Gimel, Hilchos Mila, Lach Aleph Paskins, that if there's no father, we taka don't make this bracha. No one makes the bracha. There is no bracha on Lachnisa Brisa Shabbos Avinu. We're going to see right the Pshat in the Rambam. The most Pshat in the Rambam is that the Kana was the father should make this bracha. Chazal Masakin this bracha for the father. If there's no father, we don't make this bracha. But the Ravid's Chaylik. The Ravid says, the Ravid holds the child is still roi for a bracha. Allah needs to be Shabbat Vinu just because there's no father. Someone should make the bracha. So the Ravid paskins that the Sandik makes the bracha. The Sandik, the person holding the baby during the Rismina, he should make the bracha. And that's how we pass on the halacha. The Ramon Yerdeh, the Mirish Mem Hei, the final passing is like the Ravid. That if there's no father, the Sandik makes the bracha. Kivegan Tshuva Sum Mem Beis was Esther Shaila, the Maisa of a Ming. There was a Ming of Yosim, and the Zayda, the father's father, was there. The Abiyav, he asked that he wanted to make the bracha. He very much was a Haggish, his son was Nifta. The baby was Yosem, Zainakul, he wanted to make the bracha on Achnisi B'Yisra Shabbos Avinu. The Maestro, Mo Paskins, that there's no father, the Sandik makes the bracha. So the Poshta Eitz would be, tell the Zayda to be the Sandik. You be the Sandik, and then you can do like your Mo, and you can make the bracha. The Shaila was, the father wanted to be the Moil. Father was, he knew how to do Mila, and he wanted very much to be the Moil, and he didn't know how to be a Moil and a Sandik at the same time. There are some people that know how to be a Moil and a Sandik at the same time. It was like the Kiveg himself. He knew how to do it. Kivego used to very often be a Moil and a Sandik at the same time, but the father did not know. The Zayda wanted to be the Moil, so he couldn't be the Sandik. So he wanted to be the Moil, and he also wanted to make the bracha of Achnisa B'Yisra Shabbos Avinu, the place of his son. But the Shaila was, the Ramah doesn't say that, you know. Can we go against the Shulchan Aruch? Can we go against the Ramah? The Ramah says that the Sandik makes the bracha. Can we make an exception over here and let the grandfather make the bracha? It's not so posh. You just don't go against what says in Shulchan Aruch. Befrat, again, the Rambam holds Bechal is no bracha by Yosem. The Ramon, the Rabbi Paskin, that the Sandik makes the bracha. So what's the Eitz over here? So the Kiriga says, he says that first you have to understand what's the whole Indian, according to the Rabbi, that the Sandik is the one that makes this bracha. Who has the Sandik come into the position over here? So Kiriga explains, really, when there's no father, who takes the place of the father? Who's mechuyev to make the mila? So the Gemara says in Kedushin, that if the father doesn't mal the child, then bez is mechuyev to mal the child. So Zokta Kivega, really, mechuyev, bezden should be the one that's mechuyev to make the bracha on Achnisi B'Yisra Shabbos Avinu. And he brings down, the Beis Yosef explains it this way. Beis Yosef explains, really the Chiyah Bracha should be on Bezdin. And the reason why the Ramos says the Sandik makes the Bracha is, so the Beis Yosef, the Sandik is the Shliach of Bezdin. The Sandik, the one that's holding the baby by the bris, he's like taking care of the bris, he's like the Shliach of Bezdin, so he's from Mokum Bezdin. So really the Chiyah Bracha is on Bezdin, and the Sandik is making the Bracha, and at least we shall have him be new, but Mokum Bezdin, as the Shliach of Bezdin. Is a man, this will be a Shtukah Eitzah. He said, in this case, that Shtot, I guess, didn't have a Bezdin, and B'mokum Bezdin was the Rav. The Rav, the Mor the Asher. So he said, if the Rav, the Mor the Asher, would be at this Bris Mila, then he would be the one B'chiv in the Bracha V'achnisai. The only reason the Sandek is making it is really B'shlichas of the Rav. But if the Rav would be by the Mila, then the Rav would be the one B'chiv in the Bracha V'achnisai B'Avim Avinu. Is a man, gave him an Eitzah, make sure you're there by the Bris. Tells the Rav, be either by the bris, and go over to the Zayda and tell him to be moitzi you with the bracha midish mekaina. This is the way you can be mechaber the Zayda. Tell him you make the bracha chnisi b'yisra shabbos avinu, but be moitzi me because I'm really doing mechuyev in it. Appoint him to be instead of the sandik.
Not only that, why
anyone can make the bracha moitzi?
Anyone else can make the
bracha mitzvah? Yeah. And everyone's mechuyev in a bracha, really. In tefillin, any bechas mitzvah, that's the Gemara in Hashana, that after she has a mitzi, you can't be mitzi someone in bechas mitzvah.
Even if he's not doing anything?
Yes. Okay, we didn't make
that harvest is on the mitzvah.
Because it goes on bechas mitzvah also. You're able to make a bracha for somebody. Okay, yeah, you have to know why we do it that way, maybe. Because that there's no avos to women, maybe that's why. Because are you talking about women or?
I think always.
Or even. If you're able to make your own bracha, you make your own bracha normally, but we're talking about for whatever reason. You make a din, you could be mighty someone to bracha, but didn't you make aina? So that's what keeping his eitz. He's mechiv in the bracha, is the main law. We can be mechab the grandfather that we might see him, didn't you make aina?
Why is he saying he can't be mechab with the bracha samim?
The first bracha?
Yeah.
We don't bother with that. We do the way it says in the Gemara. The Gemara says the moil makes that bracha. Mitel.
He says he can't be mechab.
Hmm.
Okay.
So Maisa is a chishur kivega that he's saying this whole halacha, the Raibid and the Ramah says that when there's no father, the Sadik makes the bracha, the Kiriz Machadish, that's only Bezin's not there, or the Rav is not there. But if the Rav of Bezin is there, the Kiriz Machadish is not the Sadik, it's the Rav of Bezin that's Machuyim in the bracha. And then he takes this chiddush and he uses it on the Maisa for an Eitzah, you could tell the grandfather to be Maisim with the bracha, that's what he Machabed him. So what I didn't understand about this Kivega was, and he says himself, this is only an eitzah if the Rav will be there by the bris. What I didn't understand was, why do you need the Rav to tell the grandfather, the Zayda, to be Maitzim within Shemir Kainam? Why don't you just tell the Sandik to tell the Zayda to be Maitzim? He makes it sound like the Rav will not be there, this eitzah will not work. Even if the Rav is not there, who's Mechiv the Bracha Vachis Bishavim? You know, the Sandik makes the Bracha, the way the Ramah says. And the Sandik is doing Midin Shtiach Bezin. So let the Sandik tell the Aviyah, you be mitzvah with the bracha, midin shemei kaina, the same eitzah, the same kibud. So this kasha was bothering me, and when I wrote my sefer on Kivega, the perish of Kivega, the Achizabekev, I had this kasha in my sefer. When I sent it to my rabbi, a guy named Shmuel Avach for Haskama, he, Baruch Hashem Rezeich, he sent me Haskama, and at the end of the Haskama, he wrote something on this kasha. Because he liked this kasha, and he wanted to say a chiddush like this. He wanted to say, Kuvim Shem Kivega is that. He wants to say b'chiddush. He wants to say the whole halacha that again that you could be mighty someone b'chas mitzvahs midin abbas. It's a gemara in Hashem that test that you mighty midin abbas. Zok Shmuel Obach, it could be the whole din abbas is only someone who's mamish mechuyev in a mitzvah. Someone's mechuyev in a mitzvah. Koyso amevim zangazeh. I'm responsible to help you do your mitzvah. But a shliach mitzvah, there's no abbas. To go help a shliach mitzvah do the mitzvah, there's no abbas. Is mainly Shmuel wants to say, could be Kivega held that the Sandik is only a shliach mitzvah. He's a shliach of Bezdin. The ones mechuyev in the mitzvah is Bezdin or the Rav. The Sandik is only a shliach of the Rav. So to go be mitzi the shliach in the bracha, that you can't do. And it's a more than a chiddush what he's saying.
Bezdin alone starts off being shliach.
Oh, we're gonna get to that. Okay, it seems to
hold. The father makes the shliach. The father makes the bracha. The Bezdin makes the shliach. The shliach makes the bracha. The father makes the shliach.
Yeah.
Who makes the bracha? The father. Bezdin makes the shliach. The shliach makes the bracha.
No, it's not true.
It is. It's the father makes the shliach. Bezdin, right?
No, we know. When the father makes the moil.
Yeah. He makes the moil. The shliach. Who makes the bracha?
The moil makes the bracha.
No.
Oh, you mean the machnis?
Who's talking about that?
Yeah, because the moil anyway is not the machnis.
So who's the machnis over here? Why is the Sandik the machnis? Bezdin is the machnis. They probably got someone to do it.
Yeah, no, if Bezdin is not what we're talking about, the Sandik.
No, but when the father is there, he's taking care of the bris. The one.
Bezdin is taking care of the bris by getting a Sandik.
But they're not there. But they're not there.
Bezdin
was there. Taku make. Yeah, that's what Kirik says. Bezdin was there. Taku make it just like the father makes it. So who should make it? Bezdin should make it in their house.
And the father also only makes it when he's there.
Yeah, that's the father.
What is to be there for?
That if he wants to make the bracha, he has to be there.
He has to be there.
Yeah, he has to be Isaac in it.
He tells
them all
to do it, makes him
shliach. Let's get back to Shmuel Obach's chiddush. So Shmuel Obach's chiddush that this whole halacha that you can be mitzvah in the bracha is only mechiv in the mitzvah, not a shliach. It's a chiddush halacha, a mashal, shmini geya by b'dikas chametz. someone's an elder year, the father, it's hard for him to do bedikas chametz, he calls his son down. I heard the son's doing bedikas chametz in the house for him, he didn't shlichas. The father's there, so it's his house, so he can make the bracha. But let's say someone's out of town. Someone's in Eretz Yisrael, he calls his friend, you know, I forgot to do bedikas chametz, I want to make you a shliach, can you go to my house? Here's the combination, do bedikas chametz for me. And he says, let's say two friends, it's a big house, so he wants to, one friend should do upstairs, one friend should do downstairs. The shliach mitzvah, when you go to do bedikas chametz for someone, you make the berachas mitzvah for him. You make the bracha before bedikas chametz. And if you have two people, I would think one of them would make the bracha, but you might see the other one. And then they would split up and each one do different rooms. But according to Shmuel Orbach, you can't do that. One shliach, you can't be mitzvah the other one in the berachas mitzvah because he's only a shliach mitzvah. The whole halacha, you can be mitzvah someone in a bracha, is only if he's mechiv in the bracha. If you're mechiv in the bracha, I have avos to help you do the mitzvah and make the bracha.
It's not the same.
What? Why?
It's not the same because both of them have the mitzvah over here. They both have the mitzvah. They're both shluchim. They're both going to do the mitzvah.
Yeah.
But over here, the guy that's making the bracha is not doing nothing. He's only making the mitzvah avos.
That's a chiluk.
It's a big chiluk. Over here, you have to make the bracha. So maybe Shmuel Kainu, he's saying that you can't shaf a bracha. You don't have
even though you're doing it, but you're only doing it in shlichas. But you're not mechiv in the mitzvah, you're not mechiv in the bracha. You're only a shliach.
No, you have to make the bracha.
The sandik is doing something else. The sandik is the one taking care of the bris. I mean, he's been mocking bez and taking care of the bris, holding the baby. He's considered taking care of the bris.
He's asking that you should only make the brachas being mitzvah. You're not making the bracha because you're the mitzvah. You're being mitzvah the rav. You're being mitzvah somebody else. The rav is sitting there, and you're giving it to the moil. So the male is b'chol nothing. Well, let's say you give it to a third person, b'chol to him nothing. The only reason he's making the bracha is out of Arvus. So Shmuel is saying that for that, there's no Arvus on the shliach, not an Orv to him. Mm-hmm. But you don't have to come out to Arvus because he's making the bracha because he's b'chol to make the bracha.
Why? Shliach. I don't know if he's b'chol to make the bracha because he's a shliach. Everything he does is just shliachas, it's just a favor.
If there was nobody else there, would he make the bracha?
He's making the bracha, but it's all on the father. He's making the bracha also midin shlichus for the father, for the owner of the house mitzvah.
Okay, I don't
hear the chilek. Oh, my, so Shmuel Rech said it on Mila. He didn't say it on this case, but I think it's the same thing. Okay, I'll go upon him. That's his chiddush. But then Shmuel Rech, he said a second teretz, and he wrote even in brackets practice. This is like maybe a more practical teretz. And maybe if we don't say this chiddush, he said there's a different reason. Maybe Kivega said that the Rav has to be there. He said because he's a mistam, the Aviya Av is not such an amaretz. He realizes that you're not really giving him the bracha. You're only telling me to be mitzi yenim. To be mitzi yenim in the bracha is nishkan grace of kavod. He wants to make the bracha at least with Shem Avinu. He's only saying it to be mitzi someone, and to be mitzi the sandik, he wouldn't be happy with that. But if the Rav is there, the Rav is shen adam gadol, and he's being mitzi adam gadol, that's already a kavod. You might see the Rav, the Mar Asa, that's something that he would feel mechuvah. But to tell him, listen, you don't get the bracha belongs to the Sandik, and you can make the bracha if you might see him, that wouldn't make him happy. So it could be that was the reason that Kivega said the Seitzin, that the Rav has to be there. Another kasha I didn't understand of the whole Kivega was, it's mashu from the whole Kivega that this halacha, the Gemara in Kedushin HaChavtes, that if there's no father, Bezin's mechuv to mal the tinuk, is Dafka Bezdin. Kivega seems to be going, it's Dafka Bezdin. That's why he says the Rav has to be there. But L'chayra, most all the Yishem don't learn that way. All the Yishem learn the Gemara's love Dafka. All the Yishem are mashma that really, if the father is not doing the Mila, call Yisrael as Chayiv. Everyone's Mokhayiv through the Mila. And the Rambam's Lashon is, the Rambam says this in Per Gimel, Chasmin Alach Aleph. There's a mitzvah on the father first, more than everyone else in Klai Yisrael tomorrow. Mash for the Rambam. The second in line is everyone in Klai Yisrael. It's not special Bezdin. My cousin, Shaki Klughaft, he showed me in the Pesha Mishnayis, the Rambam, and the end of it, Bezdin Mingus says it even clearer. The Rambam writes in Pesha Mishnayis, so anyone that sees an Oral and doesn't mal him, until you mal the child as if he was your own son. And the Rambam doesn't mention anything about Bezdin. He says, Kol Yisrael, it's mashma really the Bezdin's love dafka. It's Gans Klai Yisrael. There's other raises, there's a Russian Chulin, which hopefully we'll get to, and the Hamakne, Kedushin says Beferish. The Hamakne says Beferish. The Gemara says, Beidina, Bezdin, it's love dafka, it really means Kol Yisrael. There's other rice that also. But al kaponim, if ganz klei soll is mechuyiv in the minga, then what's the problem at all over here? Why can't the Rabbi Av say, I'll be the one taking care of the minga? It's nothing to do with bezin. I'll be the one taking care of the mila, and I'll make the bracha on achnisai. What's the shayla? So I was thinking that I saw some mechabim, the Heintek mechabim, they went on going to Kirega Sakachel. Kirega hold against the Gemara Peshutai that the chiv is on Bezdin, not on Klai Yisrael. Special chiv on Bezdin. But I don't think that's MS because the Rambam is called like not like that. The Machna doesn't go in that way. And there's many, many riots not like that. But I think the Kirega is saying something else. I think the Kirega holds that the Gemara does say, for the Brisa does say Bezdin. Why is the Gemara say Bezdin if it means Klai Yisrael? So I think it's Indian, as maybe it was a shtickle tak, really made the rice, the Gemara has psukim for this, that the first chiv is on the father, the Gemara is a pasuk, the second chiv, the Gemara is on Bezdin, the Gemara is a pasuk, and the Gemara says a Bezdin doesn't mal, the child himself is mechivit mal himself when he grows up, the Gemara is the third pasuk for that. The second pasuk that teaches you that Bezdin is mechiv, Chayrug really goes on Gans Klai Yisrael, the way the Rambam and all the Yishenim learn. But it could be the Kirega held that Midrabanan, Bezdin had a Kedima. And it was a get that Zevi, that Pasha people shouldn't fight over it. To have a little say that Varma. Zevi, I was thinking, Dugma, the second pair of Yuma, you have the Mishnah, you have Pisces. Originally, who gets to do that by the Vesim Megdish? Every Kohen would Pasha fight for it. I think the Mishnah says it was a case one time, two Kohen were running up the Kevesh, the ramp, to do the Avoida. And one knocked the other one and he broke his leg. And then in a second, now we have to have a little seid over here. We're going to make a girl, a form of a girl and Pisces to see who gets to do it. The same thing over here. If every time there's a yassim, people will start fighting over it. Who gets the schus to do this bisminga, there won't be any seid to them. So Chazal Masakin, that Bezdin is in charge. And Bezdin will choose who does it. Bezdin will take care of the whole thing. And where do we find such takana? I think it's this Breisa. The Breisa says the Lashon of Bezdin. So the Rambam is really saying the Ikka Halacha Midereisa. Midereisa, the Galacha is really on Kol Yisrael. But it says maybe it didn't do a bonon that Bezdin has to take care of it. And that's what the Beis Yosef says. But when there's a Yosem, if Bezdin is not there, the Sandik is the Shliach. Whoever is the Sandik is the appointed Shliach of Bezdin. To have a little say from who makes the bracha. Not everyone could go argue, I want to make the bracha Achnisa. As a main, we have to go with this basic halacha that the sandik is the one mechuyiv in the bracha.
Why is the sandik more than
the water? Oh, we're gonna get to that. But yeah. We're gonna get to that. The Rishonim say that the sandik is the appointed shliach bezin. It's really. Kirega speaks about this. He says because it's really Rabbeinu Menayach. Is Rabbeinu Menayach that is a kasha, how do you have two, and we're going to talk about Levush also, but is a kasha, how do you have two brachas on one mitzvah? And one of the tzitzim is at least you should split it up between two different people. And that's really the way the Kirek explains this also. Point that Beis Yosef, they gave one bracha to the moel, one bracha to the father, to at least split up the brachas. As a main law, when you're having Bezdin in the place of the father, Bezdin made a second shliach on that bracha. They also made a shliach of the moel through the mila, but the sandik is also there taking care of everything. He's holding the baby, so sandik is also shliach of Bezdin, and we.
Why can't we want
you want to have two. You could, but you want to have two separate people making the bracha.
Since it's two
brachas
and one
mitzvah, they bring down. Yeah. We're gonna get a little more into that soon. But akapanim, this is the kiveg is eitza. That if the Rav is there, then the Rav is the one mechuyiv in the bracha achnisai, and if you want to be mechabed this avi av to make the bracha, the eitz is tell him to be moitzi the Rav. But again, this eitz is only an eitz if the Rav, who's b'makom bezdin, is there at the mila. But the Kirya says, in case the Rav can't be there for whatever reason, say oinus, he has to be somewhere else, a different mitzvah. Or he's not well. He couldn't be there. But what's the other etzah? So the Kirya says a different chiddush, a different time why we can mechaber the grandfather that we have to make the bracha. He says like this. He says the nevush in Yerdei Simreisa Machay. He asked this kasha that we said before. He's one of the achrayim that asked this kasha. Why are there two brachas on mila? We have one bracha of al mila. We have a second bracha of nisi bishav and vino. In fact, the nevush. Where do we find anywhere two brachas on one mitzvah? We never find two brachas. What's pshat over here? Punk the mila sacrifice mitzvah, but what's up is mila has two brachas. So I was thinking, it's not really two brachas on one mitzvah. The al mila is on the mitzvah. Achnisa bishav and vinu is on the hachnasan abris. It's chazal masakin hachnasan abris. And Be'emes, we learned 2 weeks ago, the rush, the end of the realizing mila, b'sherem b'in the tam, says Beferish something like this. He says that the bracha chnisa bishus avinu is bechas hashevach. It's not a bechas hamitzvah. It's not on the mitzvah. It's a bechas hashevach on the chnasa nabris. And the Rosh wanted to say that's one of the reasons why you don't. It doesn't have to be oivel nasiyasan. That's why we make the bracha chnisa after the mingan. It doesn't have to be oivel nasiyasan. It's only on a bechas hamitzvah. It's only bechas hashevach. There's a main. There's other rights to it, but the Nebush obviously didn't learn that way. The Nebush learned that the bracha is a bichas mitzvah, and the emphasis is that the lashon bracha of Asher Kedishanu B'Mitzvos V'Tzivonu Lachnisa Bishus Avinu sounds like it's a bichas mitzvah. So the Nebush learned that it's a bichas mitzvah. So he's asking why there are two bichas mitzvahs on one mitzvah. So the Nebush wants to say a moedig achidish. He says the whole bracha Lachnisa Bishus Avinu is not on the milah. Milah has its own bracha. This bracha goes on all the other mitzvahs of the Av, and his lashon is hanegroros acha milah, which come after the milah. And he quotes the brayso in Kedushin Achav Tes. The brayso says the father has five mitzvahs on his son. Tana rabbanan ha'av chayv b'nei gomoyloi. A father is chayv in his son number one to malchim b'mufdaisa. Number two, if he's a bechor, to do pidyon haben. Number three, l'ramdei teira. He has to teach him teira. And l'asi isha, he has to marry him off. L'ramdei umdus, and he has to teach him a trade. He has to teach him Panasa. Famous Mishnah at the end of Kedushin, Rabbi Neroi is Chayelik, and Rabbi Neroi says, Maniach ni kulm nishabayel, and maybe Mangamis bini yel atayr. But if you want to do like Rabbi Neroi, you have to do at least one or the other. Either teach your son Tayr, it's a blind my land and good, or the teach him Panasa. So the Gemara is saying in big chiddush that this bracha chnisa doesn't go on the milah. On the milah has its own bracha. It goes on all these other mitzvahs. It goes on pidyon haben, l'olam deitayr, l'asi isha. It goes on these other mitzvahs. Now what the Gemara does say goes on pidyon haben, but meduchsach that's lav davka, because pidyon haben also has its own bechas mitzvah. And if the Gemara was bothered, well, how can you have two brachas on one mitzvah? It should be shver also. How can you have two brachas on pidyon haben? So I think that's lav davka. And I think what the Gemara is really saying over here, and so it's going to be mashram tekeig also. That the main bracha we're making, Achnisa Bishus Avinu, goes on the mitzvah of the Lamdei Torah, and maybe Nasi Isha on these other mitzvahs, which later on in life we never make these brachas. We make brachas Torah ourselves every day, but there's no special bracha on teaching a son Torah. So that bracha, at least one time, is said now when you make the bracha Achnisa Bishus Avinu. It's more the Gachidish, and we're going to explain it. I know it sounds very schwer, but we're going to, in the Honlusacha bracha, but we're going to explain it soon. But when a father's making a bris and he's making this bracha, maybe he should have a zin a little bit on a feeling of bush, he's making a bracha now on the mitzvah to teach his son Torah and on the mitzvah to marry off his son, he's other than Yanim.
Yes, but why on the night? It should be the first day he was born.
So then the Kivik explains, he brings down afterwards, he's really bekitz, if you see it in so, Kivik brings down the famous Eilon Sephraim. He doesn't really say why he's bringing it down, but I think it's very bekitz, but I think the Kivik is showing an akasha. According to the Nebush, if the whole bracha of Achnisi Bisha Avinu goes on the mitzvah of Lamdei Torah, it's not going on the milah. The Nebush said one mitzvah doesn't have two brachas. Milah has its own bracha. This bracha, Achnisi Bisha Avinu, goes on the mitzvah of Lamdei Torah. So why are you making this bracha now by the milah when he's 8 days old? No matter what kind of balkishin the kid is, no one can teach an 8-day-old baby Torah. You're not teaching him Torah. Now you should wait till he's older, maybe by the upshay and the chveis, when you teach him his first pasuk. The people that make an option, they teach him, when he says first pasuk, Torah Tzivon Lono Moshe, Moshe Kinos Yaakov, or the Vayikra, then maybe make this bracha. Why are we making this bracha now? So I think, so for that, the Kivik brings down a Mordega, Eilon Sephraim, from the Klei Yoker. The Klei Yoker is safe, Eilon Sephraim. In Mayim Eshin Tzag Beis, he says a big Yisai, the big Chiddush, which is the Chero Pi Kabbalah. He says a Lashon, the Mila Chitzainis, the Mila of the Eva Mila, he Sibir Le Mila Pnimius, Ma'ola Satlev. It creates also a mina of the Olas Halev in the heart. And you have to do this mina of Olas Halev, clear up the heart from this Olav, as it's fashed up, to open up his lave to be able to learn Torah. So the Olas Sephraim is saying, Mordika Chirish Bialocha, that mila helps someone learn Torah. Without mila, he can't learn Torah. He's a bit fashed up, but to open up Chedri Libre to learn Torah, you have to do mila. If you would find an Aruach, someone that didn't do Mila and somehow he knows how to learn, and you ask the Kasha, how do you know how to learn according to Tisong and Sephraim? But Teretz says, if he would learn Mila, he'd be much bigger than Chacham. Stam, he'd learn much more. If you find someone who's an Einis, a Mesu Echav Machas Mila, someone whose brothers died from Mila and they cannot mal him, so how's he learn Torah later on according to Tisong and Sephraim? Kinzayin Teretz says there's a Rashba in Yivam, it's a famous Rashba. The Rashba says that if someone's an Einus, he's not considered an Oral. He's Mutta B'Chumah, he's not considered an Oral. So it could be he doesn't have this problem of Onus on life. But upon him, the Onus affirm is saying Mori D'Gachidish, that Mingla creates, opens up the heart for Torah. Is a Mingla, I think that's what Kivega means. He doesn't even explain it, but he brings this down right after the Lubosh. I think he's coming to explain why do we make this bracha by the Mingla? Because by the Mingla, you're doing the first step to teach your son Torah. When you do Mingla, you're helping him learn Torah. Then this is the reason to do Mingla is really now two reasons. One reason to do Mingla is because you're mechuyiv to my son, the mitzvah Mingla. And now you have a second reason to do Mingla, because you're mechuyiv to teach your son Torah. And you can't teach him Torah until you do Mingla. Until you do Mingla, you need Mingla to make cheder niboy psuchim love and lahaskel Torah, to understand Torah. As Mingla, that's why the bracha is now. Quintal and Levush, again, this big chiddush. The whole bracha achnisai goes on the mitzvah to teach his entire. But and then the Kivega brings down Mishnah Dharma. And again, he's very makassi, he doesn't say why, but I think the Seyed Dharm is the Kivega is not standing on another kasha. Okay, we explained a big chiddush that the bracha achnisai goes on the midst of teaching him Torah. It doesn't go on the Mingla, it goes on the midst of teaching him Torah. We explain why you're making it now, because you're doing now a maisa to help him learn Torah later on. But it's still shver the nusach of the bracha. Why is the nusach of the bracha nachnisei b'vishu shavim avinu? The nusach of the bracha should be yeshek yishan zizmanu la'lamed es b'ni Torah or something. It should be to teach mitzvah Torah. Why is the nusach b'vishu shavim avinu? B'vishu shavim avinu l'chor has nothing to do with Torah. And the psukim that we were learning in Pashas Lechacha, the whole Indian of b'vishu shavim avinu l'chor is just mila. It's just Mingla, and the Haftachas Devish to Gabe. So that the Kivega brings down the Mishnah Nedarim. The Mishnah Nedarim says, G'dayim Mingla, the Mishnah talks about how big Mingla is, Shamolehi, if not for Mingla, like Baruch HaShbaruch HaSalomi, the Devish should not have created the whole world. Shenema, the Mishnah brings down Pasuk in Yemiya, Koyama Hashem, and Loi Brisi, if not for my Bris, Yem V'Layim L'Chuk HaShemayim V'Aretz or something. I want to create a day and night, Shemayim V'Aretz, nothing would be here. It's all because of the bris. Now, what does bris mean? So the Mishnah says that bris means Mingla. Bris is referring to Bishu Shavim Avinu. But the Gemara says that it's lav dafka Mingla, it refers to Torah also. The Gemara says it goes on Torah also, that among a Torah in the sky of Mishnah Mayim, if not for Torah, there would be no belt. And it's the same pasuk, Gimla Brisim Belanga, Hushma Vasa Samti. So the Kvega says, you see from this pasuk, Gemara de Gechidish, that the Brisi Shavim Avinu wasn't only Mingla. The Brisi Shavim Avinu was Mingla and Tayr. It was two things. It was Mingla and Tayr, because the word Brisi in this pasuk in Yirmiyah refers to Brisi Shavim Avinu, the way the Mishnah says it's referring to Mila. And the Gemara says, Mingla. It's Mingla and Tayr. It's a Mingla, you see, the Brisi of Avim Avinu was two things. Was Mingla and Tayr. Where do you see it in the Pesukim? We were speaking about this last time. It could be we see it in the words of Sachafana Beyesamim, which starts off in the beginning of the Pesukim, which is a Chaya Tungantaya. And also part of the bris is Liyas L'Chala L'Kim. To be for you for Nebishta, could be to be for you for Nebishta. That's really the Avtach of the Rebbeinu Shalom to us. Sachafana
means
Yidovig
B'Mitzvahs.
Okay, but the Chaya then includes Tamba Turk, Negakumam. And Hingayas Achal like him could be works both ways. You can't have Devish to be for us and Devish to unless we learn his Torah. But Al Kaponim, the Kivega says, that's the Gemara Nedarim. The Gemara Nedarim says that this Pasuk, Imlai Brisi, Yem Vilayin Lechushmayim Vasa Samti, refers to Mingla and Torah. And Brisi goes on Brisi Shavarmin. As a Mingla, again, the Kivega just brings it down, and he's a little katz of war, but I think he's for entering this Kasha also. According to the Levush, that the whole Bracha of Achlisi Brisi Shavarmin, who goes on the midst of the teacher's and Torah, so why is the nusach of the bracha achnisei b'shavavinu? The Teretz is part of achnisei b'shavavinu is Torah also. But Al Kaponim, from according to all this, that the mitzvah, that the bracha achnisei b'shavavinu doesn't really go on Mila, because Mila has its own bracha, and there's no two. And we don't have according to Levush, we don't have two brachas on a mitzvah. The bracha goes on the mitzvah of lamed es b'nei Torah, and also Levush's lashon is hanegroris acha Mila. What does that mean? What's Lungvush mean that the other mitzvahs on the Groris come after Mingla? So I think he means this Eilus Ephraim also, because the Mingla is what helps you on Torah. So the Ikka Brocha and the Achnisei B'Shu Shavavinu goes on the mitzvah Laminus B'nai Torah. Is the Mingla, after Kivega, is according to this, you could say that Avi Av is Taka, the one that should make this Brocha. Because the Gemara says in Gedushin, the Aflamar Malalaf, that the Chiv of a father teaches on Torah is Lav Dafka father, goes on a grandfather also. It goes on Avi Av also. The Gemara, right? The Gemara has a Joshua. So it's a man of Kriegis Tvinga from Moedig Achidish. That this whole Raivin in the Ramah that says by Yosem, where there's no father, that so Bezin's Machoyed Minga and the Sandik makes the Bracha, and Achnisu Visham and Vinu, that's, it doesn't mean that there's just no father. It means that the father's not there and the grandfather's also not there. Because if the grandfather would be there, he'd be the one to make the bracha and his Avinu. Because really, the bracha goes on the midst of the Lam Day Torah with the Sol Cheshbon, and is a man of the Krieger Paskins in this case where the grandfather was there and he wasn't the Sandik, he gets the bracha. He's the first one to get the bracha, and he can make the bracha and his Avinu the way he wanted to.
Even if you say it's going to Torah, it's all also because he's Mechuyib in the Mila. Otherwise, the Dusk is wrong.
So that's what we explained. That's why we brought the Mishnah in Darm. That in Le Brisi, the Brisi Shah Ravinu goes on Mila and Torah.
It's still the Nusach is wrong.
No, Brisi, maybe we want that.
We still have to do Mila, but if there's no Chiva the Father to do the Mila,
the Mila is not. The Mila is not the Mila.
It's everybody.
That's what he's saying.
The mitzvah.
Yeah, it's beseyed. It's nichlal also because it's nichlal in the priest shall
have brought. It's too big a chiddush for you. It's too big a chiddush for you. You're not being.
No, it's also that
the heaven
is a chiv of the
father
to do.
The levushes nigdu mina. Mina has its own bracha, you don't need a second bracha. This whole bracha is on a whole separate mitzvah, and I'm the Torah. You never had it in mind, but you're missing, but maybe we should have in mind this Lavush. And he's the coin to Lavush. Since one of the about the Gemara in Shabbos, Avtuchlam Zanam Beis, according to the old Gyesa, before the Bachas Magiyah, but the old Gyesa is after the Moel makes his bracha and the father makes his bracha. The Gemara says, "Ha'im dim sham." Everyone else standing there, "Ha'im dim k'shem shnechas sabrisk." Kach yikanes etayim l'chuk ma'isim tayvim. Same way we went into the bris mila, you should go right there. We give bracha pasha. You should go to tayim l'chuk ma'isim tayvim. The Bach changes the gisa. Alpi the Tesefta and Yishami and Zeramim also. The Ram says the nusach should be k'shem shechnas ding a bris. Kach tachnis ding a tayim l'chuk ma'isim tayvim. The Nusach is you're talking to the father. The same way you brought him to Bris Mila, you should bring him into Torah Chuk Meisim Tovim. We taka do the original gifts in the Gemara, that's the way it's now Siddurim. K'shem Shenichnas Bris, so we're talking to the child. We're giving the bracha directly to the child. The child should be K'shem Shenichnas Bris, K'shem Shenichnas Torah Chuk Meisim Tovim. But the Rambam's gifts, which is the Yishami and Tisefta, their gifts is it's a bracha to the father, that he should be Machnasan. I was thinking the Rambam's gifts is the Moshe and Rebracha. What do you lose by giving a bracha to the father also? You're giving the child a bracha also, he should reach Torah Chuk Meisim Tovim, but you're saying it should be through the father. Why do we leave the father out of the bracha? Why do we go back to the old gifts? What's so terrible? What was happening to give a bracha, a shiny bracha to the father also? The Hishri Machasim with Torah Chuk Meisim Tovim. So I saw in Sefer Bris from Afritinsky, Sukhan Avracha, and Sumerish Samachay Sivkan Chafhei, he wants to say that the reason why for our Nusach and the original Nusach in the Bavli is because in case of a Mingal B'Yosem. By Mingal B'Yosem, you wouldn't say K'shem Shechnasta. There's no father to talk to over there, so by Mingal B'Yosem, you'd want to say, talk straight to the baby, K'shem Shnecha Sabris. Therefore, we didn't want to make a chilek. we didn't want to make a chilek between Leiplug in the Nusach. I was thinking maybe another reason is if you give the bracha to the father, then Rachman son, if the father dies young, when the child is still young, before he got a chance to teach him Torah, then the child remains with no bracha. Because the whole bracha was the father should teach you. If the father taka dies young, and he doesn't marry off his child, then the child's left with no bracha. This way, you get the bracha directed to the child, so whether either it will be through the father, won't be through the father, but one way or the other, you should learn Torah, you should reach chuppah, ma'isim tovim. And mistam every father feels, the main thing is make sure the child is protected, make sure the child has his bracha, and the father's about on getting their bracha. The Pesuk early says Madaik in the Gemara and the Rambam that says V'ha'im dim sham, the one standing there, that by a bris mila you mechiv to stand. The mokka would be this Gemara because the Gemara says V'ha'im dim sham, that you should not be when b'shas bris mila could be a full bris mila, you should not be sitting. You should make sure to stand.
There's other places.
Yeah, exactly. Just go with Madaik over here. Yeah, sure.